right. Ah, it is 1 o'clock on the West Coast. It is Hug Nation time all over the world. If you're watching the archive, this is the time when this energy is released into your world. So let's just take a moment and get centered and get grounded, let go of whatever obstacles were in the way. Take a deep breath. Become aware of your body, your feet on the floor. Feel where your clothes are touching you. Notice the sounds that filter into your head. How many distinct different sounds can you hear? In this now moment, there is nothing lacking. There is no injustice. There is no anything. If you do not bring a story into the now moment is just infinite and full and rich and magical. So let's let go of our stories. Let's just be present. Let's just be grateful for whatever brought us to this moment. Be grateful for the opportunity to align with others in the same vibration. Allow that vibration to amplify and magnify. Thank you, universe, for all these blessings. Help us to be loving entities in the world. Amen. Welcome. Welcome. Oh, goodness. As I said, we've had all sorts of technical challenges. I should just have that as like a pre-record. That should be like Hug Nation, the place for pre-record for challenges. The Yay Life Tribe is here. Well, before I get going, let me just say, if you are not familiar with yaylifetribe.com, let me start with a little story, and then I'll get back on track. I was at Lightning in a Bottle, a beautiful festival, and a young, handsome man walked up to me. He was wearing a spirit hood, and he was beaming, and he was recording people and talking about how he was had this transformation in his life, and he wanted to dedicate. He was going to try to focus on making the world more positive and realigning himself and others in positivity and love. And I was like, right on. You sound like everybody I know who's ever tried ecstasy for the first time. Good for you. But I was kind of like humoring him, and then when he kind of took a breath because he was so excited, and I was like, well, let me tell you about Hug Nation. This is something that I do, and here's a DVD. And if you come down from this high and you still are in this vibe, let's connect. So this amazing man has created the Yay Life Tribe, yaylifetribe.com, and has really been walking the walk, and he's been growing this community and really, daily updates, daily examples of positivity and pointing to light. And I just have the utmost respect for Tucker, and it's awesome to see any representatives of the Yay Life Tribe in the chat room helping amplify this love. We had an awesome talk this weekend on Venice just about how, when you get to a certain place of service, recognition that, your role is not to, lead, your role is to be of service, and whatever your talents and skills and energy can be used to be of service to aligning yourself and others towards love and harmony, that's it. You let go of the responsibility or the desire or the ambition of being like, well, gee, I mean, there was a time in my life when I would have been like, man, this guy's like really got a lot of momentum, and he's really doing a lot, and people seem to be following his stuff, and fuck, how can I get? And now I'm like, sweet, more people rowing on our raft. That's awesome. So, welcome, Yay Life Tribe. I encourage all of you to go and like their Facebook page as well as, I don't know, drink their Kool-Aid, whatever they have to offer. I'm just kidding. It's not Kool-Aid. It's a tasty treat full of juice, I'm sure. Okay. Today's topic is, where do you end and the universe begins? Oh, it's a trick question. You are the universe. There is no separation. Dimitri recently had this great quote. He said, "It is scientifically impossible for you to miss out on anything because you are the fabric of the universe." Oh, I love that. We tend to think that we are separate. It is a part of our cultural story, you know, that we are individuals, we are separate. And because of that, that defines what we are in the world. That defines the whole concept of like owning things and acquiring things because we are separate and we have to build our little empire. There's a reason why Jesus said that a rich man has about as much chance of getting into heaven as a camel getting through the eye of a needle. Because it is that that thought of separation, that thought of acquisition and, you know, no man is an island, but if you try to become one, you are off track and you're missing the greatest gifts. So, wanted to talk a little bit about some things, some examples of how that can help to just snap out of that feeling of separation. Because what happens is if you feel like you are separate, then you as an individual, if you want to make your life better, if you want more happiness, you have to add to this you. And in a massive universe, the target zone of one person or even your family is so small. The opportunities to make things better are minuscule. And the reality is most people that I know, the most people that are, you know, have the opportunities to hear my voice right now, are so unbelievably blessed that, you know, we have health, we have homes, we have food, we have running water, we have computer access, we have access to libraries. I mean, so much. So when you have so much compared to the history of humanity, compared to the entire world, you have so much. And if you want to make your life better, be happier, how do you add to that? Ooh, I know. A bigger TV. Ooh, a newer car. Ooh, a smaller... Oh, wait a minute. What am I talking about? There's a new iPhone available today. A new iPhone! A way to be happier! Okay. But if you see yourself as being a part of the whole, if you realize that you are connected to everyone and that when you bring joy to someone else's life, it brings joy to the whole, well, then the target zone is massive. And then it's almost impossible to look in any direction and not see ways that you can increase the joy, increase the happiness, increase the positivity in the world. Now, I might hear a few voices saying, well, yeah, but we are separate. I can absolutely look at where my body ends and the universe begins. To which I say, harumph. Our skin is a porous membrane. And who we are physically, our physical bodies, are in a constant state of flux. Our cells are dying constantly. There's new cells being born. We're having food and water into our bodies that gets transferred. We're excreting, we're sweating. So what we consider to be us, the me, the I that I identify with, is not really a physical thing. It's more of an idea. It's more of a thematic collection. Alan Watts talks about how what we consider to be identify as people are actually more like whirlpools. Where if you go to a river, you can see a whirlpool that forms and you can recognize it. And you can go back tomorrow and say, ah, there's the whirlpool. But it's not the same whirlpool. It's the pattern that is formed in that place. All the water's different. And that's what all of us are. Matter is not destroyed. Matter is not constant. Matter is shifting, 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 shifting. And it is the pattern. It is the whirlpool that each one of us is. I was reading this recent Wired magazine, and it has this article on biodiomes or microbiome. Yeah, I'm not a scientist. Anyway, it's an article about all the microbes inside of our body and all the different systems in everything, in our ears, eyes, gut, all over our body, we have these intricate biospheres of microbes that we need to live. You have to have them. And actually, well, the interesting thing too is that they're different person to person. You take a swab, you know, from different mouths, and there's like, you know, 900 different, you know, little things, but everybody has a different, you know, arrangement of them. But think about that. That means that even within my skin, I am additional life forms, and I need those additional life forms. Not only that, if you go outside my body, there are trees and plants creating oxygen. I need those. I cannot exist. One, first of all, I don't exist because, as I said, we are in a constant state of changing matter and changing. We are a whirlpool. But even if we throw that out, we can't exist by ourselves. We are totally connected to everything. It's easy to get caught up because we start to identify with our mind. We identify with the consciousness of our mind. But we forget that huge parts of what we are happen without us giving one thought to it. When we sleep at night, we continue to breathe. The number of systems and the number of chemical balances that are kept in check by parts of our brain that we have no control over. It's just part of it. It is as much a part of, you know, our will as the tide or the seasons. And so it becomes silly to start thinking of yourself as being separate from all of those things. It starts to be silly to think of I as the mind. The mind, the ability to perceive, is just a little gift on top of it all. It's like a bonus. It's like a ticket to the show. You get to watch it all. But to think that that is us is crazy. All of it is us. There's a great scene in, what is that movie? It's I Heart Huckabees. And let me play that real quick. Whoops. I don't know if it's working.